Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live, all the way live from the TireRack.com studios. And all you Odd Couple fans out there, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New podcasts go up daily on all the platforms. And just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts. Download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. And, of course, spread the word to all your family and friends. If you enjoy Rob and myself on the Odd Couple, then tell them about it and tell them how to download the episodes as well. All right, Rob, hour number two. We got our man Eddie House, the NBA champion, coming up at the bottom of this hour. And we will start there in the NBA. Now, first, quickly, you heard Indiana just beat Milwaukee, Rob, in the semifinal.
See, so, I told the Bucks not to get Damian Lillard. See, they can't even win the in-season tournament. Oh, I'm sorry.
I got to shout out Tyrese Halliburton, Rob. This dude is a bad boy. And he's got an awkward-looking J.
Is it going in?
It's going in.
That's all that matters.
He's shooting 45% from three, 52% overall. I agree. It's all that matters. But I'm just saying,
there's always
if I walked
guys,
into a
Chris,
gym and saw him shooting, I would think, oh,
he can't play.
He can't play like that.
Right.
That great. You know. But he's averaging 27 points, 12 assists a game, and almost 5 rebounds. He's leading the league in assists by more than 1 assist a game, Rob. And he's doing it efficiently. And obviously the Pacers.
Did he finish with no turnovers?
Games.
Steve
no
Sager
turnovers
said he had none.
Either.
Yeah, I mean.
He's done that. He's gone 25-10-0 as far as zero turnovers 3 times this year. Rob, that's the most games. And Steve, correct me if I'm wrong. That's the most games that's been done in a season since 1977-78. I don't even know who it was. Maybe Steve or Rob G can find out who that was.
And remember, the ball had laces announced. Back then. That's how long it's been.
Man, look.
How'd they play with a ball with
that's
laces?
That's impressive. That is impressive. So I'm the young man is great, and he's making a huge name for himself and is clearly a budding superstar. And he's from America, Rob.
Oh, is he?
That's great, right?
Where's he from?
Where is Tyrese Halliburton from? He is from, he played at Iowa State, but he's from, born in Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Oshkosh, but
cousins with Eddie Jones. Played, he's from Wisconsin. He grew up there in Oshkosh. Wow. Yeah, Oshkosh, Bagosh. Weren't those the jeans and stuff like
that's
that?
That's for kids, right? The clothes? Rob G, have you brought your daughter Oshkosh Bagosh?
I don't think they make those anymore, Rob.
I don't think they do either. That was a long time ago we heard it all.
So he was a three-star recruit, Chris, and look at what this kid has done.
Look, I think, Rob, and I've said this before, the last several years, I mean, it's starting, I think, with Steph and James Harden. They have reminded everybody that ultimately, while athleticism, of course, is important, and there is a certain, like, degree of athleticism that you need, right? There's, like, a bar that of athletic ability you need to play in the NBA. It's not as high, though, as people think, and sometimes it can be overcome with size, right? Jokic isn't what we would call classically athletic, as far as speed, jumping ability, things like that.
He missed a lot of
but
shots.
But he's so
last night.
Big. Yeah, that was 9 for 32 last night.
Yeah.
But he's so big that, you know, you can overcome it. But once you reach that requisite level of athleticism, whatever it might be, then it's a game of skills. Steph isn't what we would call the most athletic guy. Certainly not big. And because of his skills, he's one of the best we've ever seen. James Harden, Rob, not what you would, not a leaper, not blazing speed, but because he's so skilled, one of the best players of all time. And I mentioned Jokic. We can go way back in Larry Bird. And now Tyrese Halliburton and some other guys are like that, showing you it is about skills, man. And if you have those skills, young boys, work on your skills. And if you want to get as far as you can in this game. All right, Rob, but athleticism does help. And speaking about athleticism, tonight in the next game, the Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans, and it doesn't get any more athletic, Rob, than Zion Williamson. Zion, Rob, he's playing.
I forgot he was in the league, to be honest. I hear so little about him.
Rob, he's playing. Last year, to your point, he only played 29 games. Year before that, didn't play at all, missed the whole season. Year before that, which was his second, he played 61 games. And then his rookie season only played 24. So, to your point, he hasn't played a lot of basketball. He's played less than two seasons. He's played less than one and a half seasons. He's got 132 games on his resume. So I guess that's more than one and a half seasons. But barely. Think about that. He's kind of like in his second year. But what I want to throw at you is he's averaging 22.7 points a game, shooting 57% from the floor, which is good. Giving you, 5.8 rebounds. I like way more than that. But he is giving you a career high 4.9 assists. But to your point, Rob, we don't hear much. There's not any buzz about Zion anymore. He's 23 years old, and there is no buzz. Can you imagine if tonight's game, LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
This was a couple years ago.
Against Zion, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It would be all the rage. People be going crazy to see what happens tonight. And now that's no longer the case. We talked the other day about Kevin Durant. You said you thought he was NBA dead.
Right.
He's as great as he's playing, there's no buzz. The buzz around Kevin Durant, whatever it may be, is 10 times louder than the buzz around Zion Williamson right now. You agree with that?
I agree. I just told you. I didn't even realize he was playing. Like, for real, Chris, I don't see that much Zion highlight. Zion is almost unstoppable. And he is an afterthought, and I get it, from all the other stuff, but he's playing well. And it is amazing how quickly, Chris, somebody could be the next hotness.
Man.
And then all of a sudden you're not talking about him. You remember when Wiggins came in the league, right? He was supposed to be, oh, my God, and all that. And I'm not saying he hasn't had a good career.
He's had a good career, but not what he was supposed to be.
But not what he was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying, right? And that is the kind of juice that Zion had as well.
I think Zion had way more than Wiggins, though.
No, but I'm just saying, but on that level, that kind of juice, and it just hasn't materialized.
Rob, Zion, for different, you know, very different types of players. He had Wembanyama buzz. Like, Zion, he didn't have LeBron buzz, of course. But Rob, he had Wembanyama buzz. Like, think about who was the last player. I mean, Kevin Durant had buzz. I don't know. I mean, Rob G, help us out. Since Durant, who came into the league with more buzz than Zion? Other than Wembanyama, between Durant and Wembanyama. I may be missing somebody. I willingly admit that. You know, I'm just kind of going off the top of my head. But, I mean, this dude was – there were people when he was in college saying he was one of the best 20 players in the world already. And now, to your point,
Rob G, how much are you have you heard about Zion? Are we being
it's all negative,
disingenuous?
No,
right?
The last 3 years, everything that's come out about
it's about strippers
Zion.
And babies and right. all this other stuff.
But I don't even think
it's been him being hurt.
I'm just saying, like, that's the buzz I hear about him.
Well, even just basketball stuff, it's him being hurt. It's guys like CJ McCollum, you know, taking veiled shots at him through the media about him not being committed to the offseason program and being in shape. It's reports in publications like The Ringer that say him and David Griffin just don't get along and that they have a rocky relationship. So everything that's come out about Zion, you know, basically since his rookie season has been negative.
Well, yeah, and I think mainly it's the injuries. And then I would say second would be the perception, and I'm not saying it's not true, but the perception that he just doesn't work hard, right? He hasn't cut down weight. He hasn't added a three-point shot. Now he's handling the ball, bringing it up court and things like that. But, and then just the fact that he's always injured. And so I think, you know, young players, I mean, we mentioned Tyrese Halliburton. I'm not saying there's a ton of buzz around him. But now when you think of the best young players, Rob, obviously a lot of them are international.
Yep.
But, you know, a Halliburton, a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. At some point soon, I think Chet Holmgren's going to start getting more buzz. He's playing really well.
He's a rookie of the year right now.
Right now, yeah, yeah. Obviously, you got Wembanyama, but – yeah, I just think people feel like, one, he's never healthy. He's out of sight, out of mind. There's some of that. And also, when he does, look, he's a very good player. But he is only averaging 23 points a game, or a little less than that. He's only giving you, as for all the size, the strength, the leaping ability, why is he getting less than 6 rebounds a game? You know, he hasn't added a three-point shot. He doesn't even take one a game. Like, Zion, Rob, he's putting up his numbers. Right now, they're not winning. I mean, they've been injured. They've been banged up. They're starting to win a little bit more now. But Zion needs to really have a resurgence. Because if he doesn't, Rob, you mentioned Wiggins. He'll be an afterthought. Because putting up 23-6 on a mediocre squad,
right?
That's not going to get you anything.
You're going to get buried in the headlines. Yep. There'll be way more people doing other stuff that people will be interested in, and that's where he's at. It is amazing how quickly, but out of sight, out of mind. You know, when you get injured, Chris, people stop looking for you.
Yeah.
Right? You're not out there. I don't see any highlights. He's hurt. Okay, he's hurt again. Oh, he's hurt. And then before you know it, 2 or 3 years have gone by.
And then the perception, or to add on top of that, there's a feeling, well, he don't even want to play. You know, like, he's not even that mad that he's hurt. Oh, I see him dunking 360s in some type of practice setting. Why isn't he playing? Remember the story about, what was the story when the playoffs rolled around or the play-in? He could play, but he couldn't be Zion.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Is this Zion? Because Zion's second year, Rob, he averaged 27-7.
He was unstoppable.
His third year
Chris.
Playing, he averaged 26-7. Is he already that's the thing too, Rob.
Has he plateaued?
Have the physical injuries? And obviously he's still incredibly athletic, but have they taken at least a little bit of a toll on him to the point where his scoring is 4 or 5 points down and his rebounding is down, which wasn't great in the first place? So it's interesting. 877-99 on Fox. We want your thoughts. Zion Williamson, what is going on with him? Is he on your radar anymore? When you think of the young boys, is Zion one that comes to mind? Heck, when you think of the young Americans, is he even on your mind, on your radar? That's next. Keep it locked. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection is in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. On Zion Williamson, is he, to use Rob's term, NBA dead?
And Chris, just like that, Zappy with a touchdown throw, 7-0.
Wow.
I told you to take the over 30 points. That's a quick score. You need that. They scored more points right there than they scored in the last 8 quarters.
You need 24 more points scored between the two teams. I feel good about going under.
Really?
These teams are horrible, man. And actually, their offenses are horrible. They got good
defense. Pittsburgh's going to run it back. That'll be 14, and then we'll go from there. All right. Okay. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Let's do it. Mike in Texas, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
All right, man. It's the third time calling a talk show, and it's all been you guys, the show. And I appreciate
thank you, man. Thank you.
You guys often sound like me and my brother arguing Cubs and Cardinals. You know?
Yeah. Hey,
I want to talk about Zion, man. You know, Zion, the Pelicans as a team been in NBA Death Valley, you know, because of his injury. And so, you know, it happens like that. You know, there's a lot of teams that's in the NBA Death Valley. Now, Brooklyn Nets was in the NBA Death Valley, but they had Durant.
Right.
Phoenix is on the verge of being in the NBA Death Valley, but they got Durant. Ja Morant was gone. Memphis Grizzlies, you know, they're in Death Valley again. Chicago in Death Valley. Sacramento used to be in Death Valley. And but they got some.
No, we're talking about individuals,
right?
Though.
Right. But where are you on Zion? How much do you know? Do you know how well he's playing? Are you following him or not?
Yeah, I'm following. I'm thinking, you know, yeah, he's playing. You know, this took some time off. I think his body is better. I think you know, he's maturing as a human being, as a man. His body is. I say he's gonna be there. And they got Ingram, McCollum. I think they got
the team isn't bad.
All right. Yep. Thanks.
I mean, they got some talent.
Mike, appreciate you. Thank you.
Some W's.
Ricky in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Rick?
What's up, gentlemen? Chris, Rob, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And Rob, before I get to my point. Salt and pepper is not bad. I'm still pulling. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Wait,
you,
what?
Sir.
That's right. He's talking about the salt and pepper in the hair. Thank you. I appreciate that, Ricky. Oh. I'm pulling.
Rob got a lot of salt and pepper.
Hey, I got
mostly
a lot of salt.
Salt.
I know. I was going to say. Hey, Ricky, I'm pulling, but usually it's after they get the approval on my MasterCard, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, see? Now you got to take it there, man.
You need that debit card. I hear that. But listen. Zion, man, the day is over, man. If he had it in him, like, think about it. If it was Barkley and him and Barkley, like, Barkley at least pulled through. Like, him, I compare him to Barkley. And at least Barkley made it to the finals. He had some, like, something inside of him to make it to the finals. But, like, play basketball. Zion is seems like, with all that controversy out the outside world, he just wants to play basketball. He's still not in shape. I don't get it. So I want to hear what you guys got to say.
All right.
Well, look, obviously the natural comparison, Rob, was Barkley. Built similarly, both explosive. People don't understand, Rob, how explosive Charles Barkley was.
Because they see him now and they look at him as a TV guy and all that. Right. That guy was a tremendous athlete. Oh, my God.
But Barkley was healthy. Barkley never had real injury issues, you know. And was tremendous. At this point, he's way better than Zion. Now, we'll see what becomes of Zion. I'm not writing him off. But he ain't near what Barkley was.
Larry, in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Larry?
What's up, man? I appreciate you guys, what you do, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I as far as the Pelicans, every time I see the Pelicans on, I expect Zion not to play.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, you get this image of him, like, him at the end of the bench, you know, just grinning and smiling, you know, not playing. And, you know, he just got to stop being fat and nasty. And, you know, he got to, you know, say goodbye to the porn stars and pork chops, you know, at least for a season. So you get that image of, like, you know, him playing and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Get down the porn stars and pork chops.
Right. All that other stuff is.
Hey, Chris, I got a question. Like, did Alex ever tell you the name of that song that he was playing yesterday?
You dug that too, right?
Yeah, man, yo.
Alex, you got to let us know what that was.
I mean, sometimes a magician likes to keep his secrets. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks. Appreciate
yo,
it.
Yo, are you in the music? You a DJ? He's you gone. Like, yo, let me get that sample, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I do work wonders with that.
Chris, did I tell
text
you?
Text me, man. You
got
to text
all
me.
I got you, Alex.
I think I asked you about the song Set It Off. Did we talk about that song?
Set It Off.
No. Set It Which, Off.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of like a house music.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Set It Off.
I love that song. That's going to be the first song played at the party.
Well, Rob, you were talking about Bertha Butt Boogie.
Did you find it?
I did find that.
What? Who sang that?
Who's
which one? The Bertha Butt Boogie?
I've never heard of that. Maybe
Jimmy Castro
Bunch.
Yeah, Jimmy Castro. Chris, you got to hear it. We'll do it.
I've probably heard it, but didn't know.
We got the
Sega
first, though.
Okay.
I want you to hear it. All right. You'll remember it when you hear it.
Okay. All right. It's the Odd Couple. We got Eddie House around the corner.
We got a pick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. NBA champion, three-point sharpshooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, Boston Celtics in-studio host, our man Eddie House. E. House, what's up, man?
Yo, what's happening, man?
How you?
We are great, man. Let's get right to it. The in-season tournament, hot and heavy right now. And how about Tyrese Halliburton? I was saying his jumper really looks awesome. I mean, awkward. But it goes in. He's a tremendous shooter. It just looks funny. But this guy, Eddie, 27 points, 11 assists a game, almost 12 assists, 11.9, I think it is. How good is he? I think he's clearly a budding superstar, in my opinion.
He might. If you're talking about the numbers and what I've seen with my eyes, I have to go to the extent to say he might be the best point guard in the league. He can knock down open shots. He can hit the mid-range. He knocks down his free throws, and he gets everybody else involved. And don't forget, he plays the other side of the floor, too. You know, he plays solid defense. He's not – well, a lockdown guy that you would consider like he's just going to clamp somebody up. But as far as what you look for in a point guard, he checks all the boxes and he's extraordinary in other positions. You don't turn the ball over, man.
Well,
Eddie,
that's what I wanted to ask you, though. I mean, like I get it. You don't want to have a lot of turnovers. But when you handle the ball – most point guards have the most turnovers because they have the ball. Right? You have a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
So how hard is this, and why is he able to do that?
Well, I can't tell you how hard it is because I never did it, okay? So just keep it real with that.
<right. laughs>
You know what I mean? But what I can tell you is that, number one, he just values the basketball. He understands the game of basketball, so he makes the right plays, whether it be for himself or for his teammates. And that's the reason why his turnovers is down. If you look in and watch the games, he does not make bad decisions often. You know what I mean? Like, every pass is usually the right pass. And if it's not the right pass at the right time, then, okay, it's not a turnover at least. You know what I'm saying? It's not like anything forced. He just takes what the game gives him. And Chris, I'm telling you, I'm with you. You see the jumper, you like, that's it.
Right.
That's an ugly jumper right there. That shot is ugly right there. I don't know. But it goes in. It goes in, and I've seen guys with ugly jumpers that can knock it down. And it's about just the work that they put in, and it's a credit to him. The first time I seen him was this summer when they played against Puerto Rico in Vegas, and I had a chance to get the opportunity to see live and up close. And I was like, oh, man, you know, this kid is a baller. His size, you know, his reach, you know, his the length that he has out there at that position is different, especially the way that he brings his game, the game that he brings with what he has is different than what's out there right now for the most part. So, man, he a baller. I'm surprised that Sacramento was like, we're going to get off of him. But how about you rarely see two teams win in the trade and both teams won in that trade?
Well, I was going to ask you, you mentioned maybe the best point guard in the league. We won't even bring Steph into the conversation or Ja.
Right,
let Ja's out right now. But what about Shai? A lot of people probably thinking, okay, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, De'Aaron Fox. How do you compare him to those guys?
Well, I'll say this. De'Aaron Fox will turn the ball over, but De'Aaron Fox is going to go get money. He's going to assist the ball. I think he had 16 assists like three or four nights ago. De'Aaron Fox did. He a baller too, but they play different. It's different styles. You know, they play different styles. And when you talk about Shai is the closer for the team. For the most part, and I know Tyrese was the closer tonight, but he sets the table for the most part to open up his closing ability, where De'Aaron is going to be attacking all the time and playing off of Sabonis. And then Shai is going to do what he does and get his, and everybody else feeds off, kind of like a Luka. You know, Luka's going to be doing what he does, and whatever happens, he'll try to make the right play, and other guys are going to eat from that. That's how Shai is to me. So he's more of the old school traditional point guard, where he's looking to set the table for other guys. And I think that we got to give a lot of credit to Rick Carlisle for this reason.
Yep.
He comes from the old school. You know, he's cut from the old school cloth and how the game is played. For them to be leading the league in scoring, that has to be something to me. I feel like it goes against all of the principles that he had. They're also giving up, I think, the most points as well.
Right.
So it has to go against what he really believes in. But the way the game is now, playing faster and then handing the keys over to a guy like Halliburton and understanding what you do have, instead of holding him back and saying, hey, we need to play this way, play to your talent and to the abilities of the players that you have. Got to give a shout-out to Rick Carlisle for that.
We've been talking the last couple nights, Eddie, and I said Kevin Durant was NBA dead, and I'm talking about buzz-wise. And the other one is Zion. Why do you think that those guys aren't getting the buzz? Kevin Durant's averaging 31 points. I know he's had some injuries over the last few years, and people maybe they haven't won enough, or Kevin Durant hasn't won enough for his team or whatever. But Zion, too, not a lot of buzz. There are other people that people are talking about. Why do you think that's the case for those two?
I don't know. You know what?
Do you disagree with that or no? That they're talking about buzz, not whether they can play or not.
I know what you mean. I'm talking about like people out there talking about them and things like that. I think they're just you look at Kevin Durant and people kind of get numb to what he does
and don't take
in consideration of what he's done and how long he's done it and say, hey, man, you know, it's phenomenal. But people get tired of things really fast. You know what I'm saying? And it's not that you're tired of him. But for me, I'm not. I'm a hoop head. So I see what he's doing. It's incredible. He's out here balling. And he's showing up night in and night out. You know, there's guys that's not playing every single night. He's the one guy for that team that they've been able to depend on. And he's the oldest guy on the team, okay? So I don't know what that part is about. And with Zion, I think the hype at the beginning and then him not playing as many games, it kind of maybe rubbed some people the wrong way, but he out there killing too. So for the hoop heads, for me, there's none of that is dead on my ears. None of that or my eyes, I can't see. I see all of that, and I appreciate it, and I think it's fantastic for the league. I think the league is moving in a great direction, especially with this in-season tournament. Think about the hype that's involved in it, the money that's pushing these players to play. Like, Indiana is in the – nobody would think that Indiana is going to be in the NBA Finals, right? But they have a chance to do something special in the early part of the season and collect on it.
What do you think, speaking of the tournament, would it mean for LeBron James, for his legacy, if he won the first in-season tournament?
I mean, his legacy is already stamped. I mean, it's just another feather in his cap. That's it. I don't think it elevates him to the people who think that Jordan is higher than him. That elevates him above Jordan. And I think the people that think that he's above Jordan is going to make him go even further. No, I don't think – I mean, it's something that he can say, and it will be another feather in his cap.
Right.
Cap. You know what I mean? I won the first one. We came out here. We did it. That's another thing that I did. Why everybody else is talking about all of his failures, this is something that he could say, hey, this is where I succeeded at with my team.
And if he loses?
Then he lost.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Before you go.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Nobody. The real spiel of it, they want that 500. So that's why, you know, you seen Book and all the guys from Phoenix upset about that timeout call. It's because 500 was on the line, okay? We ain't talking about a regular season game where, okay, we can make that. You're not making that 500 up nowhere.
That 500 after taxes is about $150,000.
Well, I promise you this, Rob, right now, if they told you go out there and take a charge for that, you go do it.
I take the 150. I'm a radio guy.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm a radio guy. I'm not Chris Broussard.
It don't matter how much money you make. 150 is 150 or a 500 is a 500. Whatever number it breaks down to.
It's a new outfit for an NBA superstar. It's a new outfit.
Man, it's money though, man.
Quickly before you go, and it's got to be fairly quickly, maybe 30 seconds to a minute. You see the scoring is way up. I mean, and I don't even mean obviously the team scoring. But you got six players averaging 30 or more points. I mean, Shea is averaging 30, and he's sixth in the league in scoring. you got guys shooting well over 50%, some 60%. What does all this mean? Like, I know a lot of it is now some guys, half their shots are worth 3 points, right? So shooting more threes is going to lift the scoring averages. But is there a lack of defense? I mean, you played in the league when it was more defensive. Like, what do you think all these high numbers mean?
Well, what it means is that, first off, everybody's got a lot more skills. There's guys that could do more things that they can do because they're taught to do that. You have big fellas shooting threes. You have four shooting threes where they were never really told to do that. They always were told to have their back to the basket.
Is it that, Eddie, or is it that you can't defend anybody? I mean, seriously.
No, I'm going to say, I'm going to get to it.
Okay, okay.
It's that and a combination of the fact that the rules change. So when you have guys getting better skilled and have a bunch of guys that could do a plethora of things offensively, and the rules change to lean towards those guys doing it, well, the physical guys and being physical, that's out the door. So it's a combination of both, and this is what the league wanted. Not only this league, let's be real with it. What has the NFL done? The same
all
thing.
All of them, right.
What has
baseball did it
baseball
for it.
Done? All of, you know, hockey, what have they done? It's the same thing. Remember, they opened up they made the pads smaller on the goalies.
Right.
Like, they want more goals. So at the end of the day, it's about they believe that scoring sells. So whatever is going to increase the scoring totals, however it's going to be, they're going to let it happen. And, you know, it's not going to change.
That's fair. I mean, right. Baseball second base is as big as a big screen TV.
As a pizza box, right. All right, Eddie.
All right, Eddie, great stuff, man. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
Yep, Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, boy. Cooking soul. That's fat. What's it called, Alex?
That's Rudolph by Cooking Soul.
But wait a minute.
That's the jam.
Alex,
that beat is dope.
We need, when we come back,
it made me want to drop a hot 16. I'm a fight the temptation.
Give me a hot two, Chris.
Yeah, fight it. No, please. This is a sports talk show. Please.
Rob, I got the song if you want it real quick.
No, we got it. We got to do Shop Talk. Let's do it at the top
of
the hour.
We're live from the Tire Rack. Wow, you excited about this Shop Talk, huh?
Rob, I just want to follow up with that, and then we'll do the song. I want you to hear Bert the Butt. I really do. Go ahead.
Wait, you all over the place. So we're live from the TireRack.com studios. You got to test your skills on Prize Picks this football season. for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. So are you saying you don't want to do Shop Talk right now?
No, we're doing Shop Talk right now.
Oh, I thought you said it at the top of the hour.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
So confused right now. But I know. We only got about 3 minutes, so let's get right to it.
Let's do Shop Talk, like, keep to the schedule.
Let's do it. All right. So, as you guys know, we're cheating a little bit because this is a sports story, not an off-the-wall story. Last week, following the Seahawks' loss to Dallas,
come on, Bobby.
Jets beat writer Connor Hughes, who covered Jamal Adams when he played for the Jets, reposted a video of Adams allowing the go-ahead touchdown with a comment that just said, yikes. While Jamal Adams, still in the locker room, saw the tweet, responded with a picture of Connor Hughes and Connor Hughes' wife with the comment, yikes. Obviously, things have boiled over a lot since then. And then yesterday, Adams was asked if he thinks he crossed the line. And he says, no. You know, the people always think the athlete crossed the line when he responded. End of the day, disrespect is disrespect, however you want to take it. So I responded. Then he said later, I knew this only thing right here that I was going to tweet was going to hurt him. Anything else I would have said wouldn't have hurt him. But he got my point, and he knows not to continue to mess with me. I hate that I had to bring her into the situation, but at the end of the day, the ultimate goal was to go get at him. Rob Parker, your thoughts?
Just so he said, yikes, my God. He didn't say, look at these, the worst DB in the history of the NFL. Or just everybody's sensitive, I guess.
And more than that, Rob, he kept it to business. He was commenting on your play.
Right. That's all he said.
He wasn't commenting on your personal life, tastes, any of that stuff. And Rob, in general, and I get it that the athletes are sensitive to the criticism and all that, but I'm not saying there's none somewhere out there, but for the most part, Rob, and I think media should, you keep it to their job, their performance. You don't go into athletes' personal lives and criticize them, their family, things like that. I think if you do, the only time that comes into play, Rob, is when it's a part of the story. But this, I think Jamal just took it to a place it shouldn't go and made it personal, and you really shouldn't do that.
Yeah. And then even Pete Carroll was like, we don't want to be a part of that. Like,
what is this?
It's just not cool. Rob G., you laughed. You loved it, didn't you?
I mean, it's a funny story, but it's a terrible look. And it's part of the reason why Jamal Adams has such a bad reputation around the NFL.
Right.
It is.
When you can't keep – I mean, I understand the criticism, and you want to be mad at the reporter, then say, hey, this reporter's trash anyway. Whatever. It's not even true. He writes clickbait stuff. He's not a real reporter. He doesn't really talk
keep
to people.
It on his
you can even make it up and just talk about him being a bad writer, however you want to say it. But the minute you bring in family and personal lives, that's crossing the line.
I remember with Paul Pierce, after they won the championship in 2008, Pierce Rob said somewhere that he was the best player in the world. And I said, I don't even think he's in the top 10. I think he texted me, or he might have just put it out on social media. So he said, Chris Broussard, you're not in my top 10 local reporters. You know,
right.
So, but he kept it business. You know what I'm saying?
Which
like,
is
that's
fine.
Cool.
Right, yeah.
Right, it's back and forth. It was fun.
Chris, you weren't in the top 10 at the New York Times. Forget about local reporters.
Hey, I was hot at the New York Times. Still hot.
Look at that.
All right, it's the
at least I worked
live.
There,
we
right?
We got an hour left. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.